This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said in a briefing on Monday evening the army was ending the intensive ground operation phase in Gaza after gaining control over the northern part of the territory. He said the Israeli military would soon expand its control over the southern part of the Gaza Strip as well. The heads of several UN agencies say more aid needs to arrive faster to Gaza, warning of famine and disease. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
While the chiefs of the UN's World Food Program, UNICEF, and the World Health Organization did not directly point a finger at Israel, they say aid delivery is hobbled by such factors as the opening of too few border crossings going into Gaza. At a news conference, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's concerned the Israel-Hamas war will escalate into a wider conflict.
Tens of thousands of people in northern Israel and southern Lebanon have been displaced by the fighting. I am profoundly worried by what is unfolding.
Authorities in Gaza report that the death toll in the Israel-Hamas war had surpassed 24,000. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Houthi rebels fired a missile striking a U.S.-owned ship Monday just off the coast of Yemen in the Gulf of Aden, further escalating tensions gripping the region after American-led strikes on the rebels. The rebels' group's attacks have hurt global shipping amid Israel's war with Hamas in the Gaza Strip as they target a crucial corridor linking Asian and Mideast energy and cargo shipments to the Suez Canal onward to Europe as they've been attacking ships from Yemen. This is VOA News.